Well, he was up front leading the way for New South Wales in that spectacular State of Origin victory in game number one. Now it's game number two, June 21 at ANZ Stadium. Always good to have a chat with Aaron Woods from the West Tigers. G'day, Woodsy.
Hello, boys. How are we?
Yeah, good, mate. You're still floating on air, although I guess you had to play for the West Tigers as well. Well, I didn't mean that.
Oh, hang on.
Hold on. I'll take that back. I didn't mean that to be rude. I meant, yeah, it was such a big high for you on last Wednesday night, then you had the loss on the weekend.
Yeah, look, it was obviously Wednesday was probably the highlight of the year so far. But, yeah, it was disappointing. I thought we should have won that game against the Dragons. We played a whole 80 minutes and just couldn't get the finishing touches to a lot of the end of our set. So, yeah, you could say probably disappointed Saturday, but, yeah, still, you don't win an Origin game every week, so I was still pretty pumped for that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, let's go back to that. How did you assess your own performance? How did Laurie assess? And have you been given one-on-one feedback about the way you performed game one?
No, not really too much. After the game, Laws just said, look, I want you to go back to your teams and just play the best footy you can, and he'll keep in contact after that, probably just before he pitches game two. So, haven't really heard too much, but, I just want to focus on playing the good footy week in, week out, because that's, Laurie says, if you want to be a good Origin player, you've got to be able to back up. So little things like that count, and, they're the things you don't let Laurie down with.
All right, how'd you assess your first game?
Yeah, it was all right. The first 20 that I was on for, that middle was ridiculous. It was so quick. It was very physical, and, there wasn't much wrestling. And I thought, Matt Chechen did a really good job of just letting the ruck flow. And, mate, to be honest with you, it was one of the quickest games I've ever been involved in. So, look, I was pretty knackered at half time because we didn't get much stoppages in that first 20 minutes. And, mate, the way Big Fafita and, Tedesco played, that was unbelievable for New South Wales. And, mate, I hope they can do that game too.
Mate, you got some things going early on with a few offloads, good charging runs and some offloads, and Fafita with his, and then Clemmer. So it all sort of panned out beautifully well. That second phase play was vitally important.
Yeah, it did. A lot of the times New South Wales, when we played, we sort of, tuck the ball on the wing and just forget about playing footy. So, Laurie encouraged playing a bit of footy, but also, if we do stuff up, don't get too disheartened ourselves just to keep backing ourselves. And, I think in the past, when we have thrown offloads, they've led to errors and, we sort of dropped our head and, haven't recuperated too well. But, that was part of the game plan, just to play some footy. Queensland wanted to come hard. Obviously, blokes like Dylan Napper and Nate Miles, we knew they were going to come out of the blocks firing. So it was just withstanding the storm and being able to combat it after that.
Yeah. All right, thoughts on that Dragons loss you mentioned, just the 4 points, pretty scrappy sort of game. And again, you guys come back, you play well. Tedesco plays exceptionally well, which is the things that Laurie impressed upon you, right?
Yeah, Jimmy, look, we were really frustrated. Just couldn't, put the icing on the cake. I thought they were there to be taken. As I said, we just couldn't get that final pass or, go from behind. There's little things we've got to really work on at the moment. We could have dropped our heads when it was 12-0 and Dragons could have run away with it. But, to the boys' credit, we really dug deep. And, as you said, it wasn't the prettiest game to watch. It was pretty sloppy. But, the thing we've got to really look at is the really, really good sides win those games. And, we just got to be better. And if we can get the 2 points there, at the end of the season, it makes a massive difference.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, Woodsy. What's the feeling in the camp? What's morale like considering that, unfortunately, four straight losses? Now you got the Roosters Sunday afternoon at Campbelltown, and they've looked pretty awesome.
Yeah, look, it's not too bad. James and myself were in Origin camp, the boys had a big camp over at Manly because we had the bye. So, they worked really hard with each other. And Ivan sat the team down and, he just had a few little areas that we could work on. Not so much skill-wise, but just way we, react to when we don't get calls our way or if we drop a ball. I think, like I said, when you say, well, we sort of drop our heads and then it becomes a roll-on effect where, it plays a massive impact in the game. Whereas, on the weekend, we did drop a couple of balls, but we just worried about what our next job was, making a defence for that next set of sticks. So, it's really good at the moment, considering we have lost four in a row. And, the good thing is we play against the Roosters and one of the best teams in the comp. So, it's always good to, the boys to get up and, get prepared for the best game of the year.
We've had a number of listeners contact us and say, can you ask Aaron Woods about the fact that he's leaving the instability of the West Tigers and going to the inverted commas, stability of the Bulldogs. What have you made of your upcoming clubs the last couple of days?
Jimmy, mate, I haven't looked into it, mate. As I said, I'm worrying about the Tigers for the rest of the year. You know, obviously all the stuff for the Bulldogs has come out. But, you know, at the end of the day, mate, when you read stuff, half the time it's not true. So I'll just wait till I get there and see what's going on in the club at the end of the year. But, you know, first and foremost, I'm worried about the Tigers.
Just out of interest, do you have a clause in that contract with the Bulldogs that it is null and void, or you have the option to go elsewhere if Des Hasler is not there?
Nah, mate, no, mate. I'm trying to deal, and that's me for the next 4 years.
Okay.
And, mate, what about, did you, well, you were actually, you would have been with Dave Clemmer, wouldn't you, when you were sort of reading headlines he wanted out of the Bulldogs?
Oh, no, I think it only came on a Sunday.
Oh, it came on Sunday, did it? Right, yeah.
Yeah, I just rang to make sure he was going well, big fella.
What the hell's going on? Did you
say? He didn't even know what was going on himself at the time, you know, because I don't think he was quoted in anything either. So, yeah. You know. Look, I just said to him, mate, I'm here for support if you need anything. Look, I didn't want to go into dramas and the details about everything that was happening, but I just told the big fellow I was there to support him, you know, with everything that goes through. It was likewise. He did that with me earlier on in the year. So, you know, he sort of just kept it to himself. And, you know, I just said, mate, if you need a hand or if you need a voice to talk to, I'm here for you, big fella.
It's basically, from what we understand, it's he trying to get out of his agreement with his current manager, David Riolo, and the club is actually helping him with that.
Okay, yeah, well, I'm not too sure. I thought it was someone said he wanted to release from the Bulldogs to me. So that's all I
know
about it.
That was initially reported, yeah. Now, the other thing that's making news today is the fact that one of your sponsors at the Blues, Star Casino, you'll be staying there in the lead-up to Game 2, and they're worried about the pitfalls and all the distractions. Thoughts on staying at the Star, Aaron?
Outstanding. I might message TK as a punt.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. It's a lucky tab there.
Hopefully he gives me a couple of winners this time.
It's a lucky tab.
Hey, but nah, look, mate, you know, we're all big boys. And that's the biggest thing with Loz. You know, he's sort of shown a lot of faith in guys. You know, we've had a lot of guys get a second chance in the team. And, you know, the biggest thing that you could do that, you know, is a massive no-no in our squad at the moment is, you know, cross Laurie. So, you know, I'm sure none of the boys would do that. Oh, I'm definitely positive about that. So, you know, again, he's just treating us like men, and you know, we get that, you know, the right to stay there, but you know, we got to repay Laurie the faith in, you know, being men and just preparing for the game that Wednesday night. Yeah.
Woodsy, congrats again, mate, on game number one. Just make sure it's 2-0 on June 21, and we look forward to chatting again next week. Good luck against the Roosters. That's going to be Sunday afternoon, 4 PM out there at Campbelltown.
Cheers, boys. I think we were inspired by the big speech we got down at the reception the night before the game, mate.
Oh, I think so too. I'll take credit.
Well, I'll tell you what you do realise when we bumped into you and Dave Clemmer. How big is Dave Clemmer?
He's a monster, isn't he?
Oh, he is a big boy. You don't get an appreciation from it when you just watch them on the telly.
Good on you, Woodsy.
See you, boys. Thanks for having me again.
There he goes.
Aaron Woods, 4:50, the Outsiders, the West Tigers, that game on Sunday. I might even head out to that one, TK.
Campbelltown.
Take the boys. Yeah, yeah. They love going out there. The Roosters $1.20.